Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel Broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there, and how are you today, dear friend? Thank you for joining us today here on the Sounds of Faith. We appreciate you so very much here on this Friday. We're looking forward to the good singing, the good music we have planned for us today. I praise God that you're going to hear from the Tradition Quartet. You're going to hear from the choir, amen, our mother's, Young Mother's Quartet. Miss Upton will sing us up to preaching time there at the last song of the day, but we're looking forward to all that we have going on here on the broadcast time today. Of course, prayer time and our truth for the day is always special, and we'll get right to it. Here is the Tradition Quartet singing for us today. I'm riding that old ship of Zion. Amen.
Some say that you don't have to mention the blood. It's just too old-fashioned anymore. Really got here too late. I'm already on board. I'm riding this ship to the shore. Well, I'm riding this old ship of Zion. So many before me rode it safely o'er. And Jesus the captain has lost, no, not one. So I'll ride this ship to the shore. But it took four others, it still takes today. Washed in that crimson flow. Confessions at Calvary can cleanse every stain and make one whiter than snow. So I'm riding this old ship of Zion. So many before me rode it safely o'er. And Jesus the captain has lost, no, not one. So I'll ride this ship to the shore. Well, I'm riding this old ship of Zion. So many before me rode it safely o'er. And Jesus the captain has lost, no, not one. So I'll ride this ship to the shore. Yes, Jesus the captain has lost, no, not one. So I'll ride this ship to the shore.
Oh, no, he's never lost a one, friend. He's not going to, amen. We're riding that old ship of Zion all the way to the shore. Amen. Well, I like that song, don't you? But we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church, an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible, preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist Church. Amen. We'd love to have you come and join us for this coming Lord's Day. We have Sunday school at 10, worship at 11, and 6 o'clock for our evening service. Also on the Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. We'd be delighted to have you in any of the services here at the Faith Baptist Church. We're located simply on the corner of Highway 18 South out of Shelby, about 5 miles, and Highway 180, which is South Post Road, right there on the corner, on the left, coming from Shelby. If you're coming up from the South Carolina area, if you come in North Carolina, just once you cross the state line, we're 2 miles up on the right. Consider yourself invited, and when you get here, make yourself at home. Amen. We'll worship together in spirit and in truth. Amen. Well, here is the choir with Brother Justin Morrow, one of the songs that we brought to the choir when I was leading it a few years ago. And I've always liked this song. I liked it when the quartet did it. And that's where we got the song from, a professional group, I guess you'd call them. But I like the way our choir does it. And Brother Justin does a great job on Christ is Still the King. Amen.
Thank you. but they can never hinder the power of the Lord. He will not be shaken. His truth will never fail. Rest in the assurance that Jesus will prevail. The Word still has the answers. The blood alone still saves. God is still our refuge, and the gospel still remains. Souls can still be rescued, for mercy still redeems. Rejoice, the tomb's still empty, and Christ is still the King. Never be discouraged or let your heart forget. There is hope and victory, for Jesus conquered death. He'll return in power, but until that glorious day, lift his banner higher, stand strong and keep the faith. The Word still has the answers, the blood alone still saves. God is still our refuge, and the gospel still remains. Souls can still be rescued, for mercy still redeems. Rejoice, the tomb's still empty, and Christ is still the King. Oh, unchanging and unmoving, supreme, our hope and our salvation, we still declare and we still believe.
Kings and presidents will come and go, but Christ is still the King. Amen. That's Brother Justin Morrow and the rest of the adult choir. Christ is still the King. Amen. Well, we'd love to give you our truth for today, and I'm glad to report this to you. And you'll see what I'm talking about in just a minute in Acts chapter number 4 and verse 12. Here's the good news. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Christ is the only door to eternal life. He's the only, and only unbelief can close that door. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, The Bible tells me, but you know what? This is a little Owen's truth here. This is not on the paper, but this just come to my heart. You know, if there's no other name that we can be saved, if you trusted Jesus as your Savior, then you know you got it right. You know we got it right because we trusted the only way to heaven. That's Jesus. Amen. Amen. Wonderful truth for today. And we're getting ready to pray. If you can join us, I would appreciate it. If you pray with us and pray for us. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your goodness. We thank you for this opportunity we have and have had all this week to broadcast here on this good radio station. God, we're thankful, God, today that you have allowed us to be able physically to do this work that we have here before us today. We're looking forward to hearing the next couple songs, Lord, but we also are anticipating the Word of God. Not because of the preacher, but because of what we're preaching. And I'm praying today that you'll help us as we take one more look. As we look at that thought of looking unto Jesus and looking towards him, looking up into heaven. And we even looked at life. And I'm praying today that you'll help us as we conclude the messages for this week, that it'd be exactly what you'd have it to be. No more, no less, I pray. Now, Lord, I pray for our dear friends who are listening today. And I know they may have many needs, as most humans do. I pray, God, that you touch each one. Answer each one, Lord, according to thy will. I pray thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven today in these lives of our dear listening friends. Now, bless the remaining time here we have on this broadcast day and this broadcast week. Help us, I do pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, thank you so much for joining us today here on this Friday. We're thankful for you taking the time to listen to this broadcast time. God, that shows that you are interested in God's Word. I believe that, and you know the value of good Christian music and good Christian programming, not just our program, but the others that hold to the same standard that we have here on this good station. We know that everybody's a little different in some areas, but we know, Lord, that for the most part, we hear just about every hour of the day that is broadcasting somewhere. We hear about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, we pray that you just continue to help us. And what I'm thankful you, dear friends, today, as you have tuned us in, I pray that you'll be blessed continually for having done so. Amen. Well, our Mother's Quartet, the Young Mother's Quartet, is going to sing for you now and sing, "Hey, Lord, you've been good." That's all we can say about it. You've been good.
When I woke up this morning, your presence filled the room. With a grateful heart, I just shook my head as I bowed in awe of you. Lord, you have been so faithful, so loving, kind, and true. And every morning, your mercies are new. You have been good. You have been good. Immeasurably more than you should, Lord, you have the depths of your generosities, the riches of your mercies, the wonder of your ways, and my voice cries out in endless praise. You have been good. You have been good. More than I could ever dream you would. You have been good. You have been good. Immeasurably more than you should, Lord. You have been good. No matter what the future holds or what tomorrow brings, you are sovereign God of the universe. You are Lord of everything. You are still good. You are still good. More than I could ever dream you would. You are still good. You are still
Isn't that the truth? Amen. All God's people said amen right there. Amen. Well, we've been hearing from Miss Betty Upton this week, and a CD she made several years ago, and we were able to locate that. Amen. And really had forgot that we had it. And she's going to finish out the music for us today with a classic number, says, "It Is Well With My Soul."
Soul. It is well. It is well. with my soul. It is well.
Is it? Is it well with your soul today? Oh, I pray it is. Just because, listen carefully. Just because you're saved, that's wonderful. You're going to heaven. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's all well with your soul right now. Would you be ashamed to face the Lord in the spiritual condition that you're in today? Oh, it's a sobering thought, isn't it? Well, you know what? The more we look around and the more we look above, the more I think that Jesus is on his way. And we're going to conclude the messages that we've been looking at, no pun intended, on looking. And we looked at life. We looked up at the Lord. And today we're going to look at things above. Looking at things above. Of course, you know, up and down, you know, we say those things, and we say sometimes our life is up and down. We say stuff like that, and we use it every day. And usually what we mean by that is that, you know, up means good and down means bad. And we say a good person is he that is upright. But we say that a bad person is down low or low down. You know what? But, you know, sometimes our feelings are up and sometimes our feelings are down. And I believe when Paul is speaking here in Colossians 3 and verse 2 that we're fixing to read, I believe that when Paul is speaking here, he is thinking about things that are higher and more noble than earthly things. He's thinking, I believe, of the things of God and those things that belong to the redeemed children of God. But he says in Colossians 3 and 2, he says, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. So our ideas, our thoughts, our goals are heavenly in the aspect of what Paul is saying. Now, I understand we have to live a life. We have to make a living. We have to enjoy. We have to do what we do in this life. But you know what? I'm reminded that, you know, where our heart is, where your heart must be. Our heart is above. And you know why? Because Christ is above. He's above, yes, Jesus our Savior. The Bible says he ascended back to heaven, and he sits there at the throne of God on the right hand of the Majesty on high, Hebrews says, and there he makes intercession for us. He tells us that. In, I think it's Hebrews 4:16. You know, we will never see Jesus if we are looking downward or traveling downward, because he is above. And we ought to be able to say with the psalmist, he says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. That is Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2. But not only is Christ above, notice now our departed loved ones, Christian loved ones, are above. Who do you have in heaven today? You can probably name a list as well as I can do the same today. But you know what? Life here on earth is, by any measure, very brief. And of course, death is something that none of us are going to escape. If we, as my grandpa used to say, if you live long enough, you're going to die. You know, our Christian friends, our loved ones, our associates that we have worked with and held dear, many of them are already in heaven. And so, you know, this, you know, that brings sorrow. It does. It makes a heart hurt. But we have to remember, they're up there. They're there. They're above, and we're going to be there one day, which leads me to my final thought today. Christ is above, so look up, friend. Our departed Christian loved ones are above, so keep it looking up. But know this very clearly today. Our eternal home is above. You know, you can go to someone's home in this country, and you may go to another's home in another country, and they vary all the way. Now, you can go from neighborhood to neighborhood here, even in Cleveland County, and notice that earthly homes are different. Some are beautiful, some are not. Some are more expensive, others, and some are not. Some have good homes, while others have no place to call home. But you know what? The Bible says all God's children have a beautiful eternal home prepared for them by Jesus himself, John 14 and verse number 2. There we will settle down with God's family in health, in happiness, and in holiness, and in peace forever. Set your affections on the things above. No, friend, this is not all there is. No, this life is not all there is. There is a life above. So look above. Christ is above. Look above. Our loved ones are above. And look above. Look up, friend, because our eternal home is above. May God bless you. Don't forget about the house of God on the Lord's Day. And God being willing, and the creek don't rise, we'll be back with you on Monday. God bless you until then is our prayer.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.